This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, twice this week we've mentioned this is the 300th week of broadcast on the Family Talk channel on Sirius XM. Today happens to be program 1500. Doesn't seem possible. We conclude this message focusing on the second coming of Christ right now. God bless you as you listen to the final portion. There's less about this today, but there are people who study eschatology, the study of the last days and the last things of Jesus returning. You may have heard these terms. There are people who are called premillennial, postmillennial, amillennial, different views. And you know what this verse tells me? Nobody's going to get a blue ribbon or an award for being premillennial or postmillennial or amillennial. We're not going to get a trophy. It's those who long for his coming. That's what Jesus is interested in. Now how we've got it figured out and we've set a date, but that we long for Jesus to come. One of the early phrases in the early church was the word Maranatha. We don't have a one-word phrase like that, but some of you are ahead of me. You know what that means. Maranatha simply meant this: Jesus, come quickly. And they lived in anticipation of the Lord's return. That blows my mind. The early church lived in daily anticipation of the return of the Lord. They thought he could come back anytime. We live in a culture of indifference. We don't care about it. We got bigger fish to fry. We got places to go. We got things to do. We got people to see. We got a life. And the Lord is looking for people who long for his coming. Does that speak to you today at all? Gary Demarest was a minister in California, in Southern California. We've had people, Crossview, that attended his church years ago. Gary writes this: I'll never forget my last visit with my dad before he died. He knew, and I knew, that his cancer would take its toll. One of the last things my dad said to me was this: Gary, don't cry for me. I'm about to leave on the most exciting trip of my whole life. I'm about to leave on the most exciting trip of my whole life. Now, Gary says what's interesting to him about his dad using that terminology was this. His dad was a bus driver. His dad was a bus driver, and this was his trip beyond all trips. In Christ, we view life as a journey and death as the time of our departure. And this is a description of how Paul looked at death. I'm being poured out as a drink offering. What are you pouring your life out for? Who are you pouring your life out for? You know the answer. Every man knows intuitively when I ask that question. Every woman that's here knows intuitively what she's pouring her life out for or for whom. And all I'm saying is, on top of that, how about pouring some of your life out for Christ? How about pouring some of your life out for eternity? For that which lives beyond you and lives beyond me. It's called a relationship with the living God through his Son, Jesus Christ. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for this powerful 70 words of the Apostle Paul saying, I'm already being poured out as a drink offering. We don't appreciate that term until we realize that we do pour our lives out. We pour our lives out 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 30 days in the month. And that expression means different things to different people, but it means something to everybody. Because intuitively, instinctively, we know what it is that day by day we're pouring our life out for something other than Christ, someone other than Christ. But today we consider pouring our life out for him.
Well, what about you, my friend? Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.